My guys, my people, RS Junior nzo wapi? I have missed you guys so much. Nimekuja na moto. Anyway, guys, you just prep yourselves, whatever you're doing, and then we'll be right back. Just take a few minutes, and then we'll be right back with episode 26 of Just Chat podcast. Chat.
Yeah, I know it's a vibe, you know? I miss you too. Danny the storyteller once again. Hey. Melodic vibe, hey. Gone the days, looking at the pages all away. Mimi ni meenda mbali, mimi always. And I wanna be with you, baby, oh, ay. Usiende mbali, lakini unanipa sababu za kuenda. Baby, unanime so hard, and I don't wanna go all the way. Mimi ni meona my vibe. Mimi ni meona my vibe, ay. Nimeenda, nimeona mimi. Wana niambia yule dame, hawezani na wewe, hawezani na mimi. Lakini nilihisi kama you're the one, kama ni wewe. Baby penzi langu nilikupa, oh baby I don't wanna go. Nilikupenda, oh no. And right now I feel ulinitenda, ukanitesa, ukanifanyia unyama, ulinibeba. Ufala mimi niliona nime kama nimepata mchumba, lakini oh wait, I don't know what to say. Oh wait, mimi nimeenda mbali. Oh wait, I don't wanna break down, but wait. Ulinifanyia, ukanitesa, ukanitenda. Sasa ninaenda, unaniomba msamaha, lakini sitasikiza sasa. Go away, look at me, go away. Enda mbali mimi, sioni kama ninaweza. Go away, fuck off, I don't wanna mess around. I just wanna think about me right now. And I just wanna switch some lanes, make that paper. Maarifu wangu tunasunga, tunabeba. And I wanna be there with my fam. And I don't wanna be kwani ulinitesa, kwani ulinitenda, kwani ulinifanya nikahisi kama mimi ni zuzu. Ai, mimi si die for msako, kindly go away, ay. This is a vibe, eh? Hey, bye. Hey.
My people, I mean, like, yeah, man, I have missed you guys. I know we have been silent for a minute now. We were away for a good reason. Well, oh man, I'm excited. Have you ever been so excited to a point where you just don't know how to, what do we call it, express? You don't know how to actually just come out and be like, words cannot simply explain how much I've missed you guys. I hope you all have been good. Literally, mimi nimekuwa sawa. The blessings have been coming simply, slowly by slowly. I've been recouping and, you know, all that stuff since we transitioned, you know. Hey guys, we have come with a lot. We have come with something. Today I'm just going to give you a story, like a literal story. Later kwa tu na si story za jaba, guys. It's actually an experience. If you can see through the caption and through the tagline of the episode, it's interesting. But without further ado, nisianze kierere nsahau. Welcome everyone, welcome back to Just Chat podcast. My name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel, and welcome mazi. wale wamekuwa loyal enyewe, it's been awesome, but literally none of you have been asking me what's been happening about the podcast. Just one person. It's all right, it's all right. Maybe you all have been busy, maybe you all just didn't care. Anyway, it's about our life. Anyway, guys, I hope you all have been easy, hope you all have been good. If you can tell, the sound clarity is a bit way better than before, and we are blessed, we are glad, because tuna songa pole pole. Sijui nameza mate sana, nasikia tu nimefurahia. Unasikia sometimes you just feel like you're just enjoying and you're happy, and it's just a blessing. So I was just in the house, you know, I was chilling, you know, and I decided to just do some general type of checking through my stuff. Just trying to see if I could, you know, get some, go through memory lane for a better explanation. I wanted to go down memory lane. And then I stumbled upon a book. It's something I was writing. It's some sort of, well, not journal, I'm actually looking at it right now. I used to call it a cipher cop. I was a kid, guys, so ini kitabu ya nilikuwa naandika nikiwa mdogo sana. I was a kid, ilikuwa ma 20 ma 2 huko, you know. So I was actually thinking, and I was like, I was reading this book and I was like, wait a minute. Did this journey I'm going through right now, did it follow me since I was a youngin, you know, since I was a kid? Because since I was in my 10 years old and stuff, because I now realize I've been writing since I've been young, like I've been writing. This is a literal storybook of my life. Like if I give, you know, I had to literally ask for gloves. I had to buy some gloves because papers were getting torn, because I was trying to turn pages and then in araruka it looks, this is an alum, this is it, alum, yeah, nisema alum. What, guys? So fast forward, I'm currently in writing, freelance writing, you know, fixing my podcast in the down low. I was also working on my podcast Junior Maji, not recording, but you know, fixing technical stuff, yeah. And then writing came in. It's a start. It's a good start, I can say. It's a good start because I found some place where I can actually work. Not daily, but you actually work on a weekly basis. You work 2 or 3 times, which is actually good, and you get paid on a weekly basis. On Sundays I receive my cash. And it got interesting when I read this book and I was like, okay, fuck. Yeah, I had to curse, guys, because it was like deja vu. It was weird. It was weird to me. And I was like, do these experiences, because I was literally, I was documenting my experiences. And this part one is hilarious, guys. Mtacheka mwanguke, because I perused and I was like, there is this one girl who was like my childhood fantasy. We'll give her a name. I can't disclose her name but we'll give her a name. Story, but let's get to it deeply in terms of how it actually affected my relationships, my life, and in general, like the journey. It's funny how I'm doing exactly what I wrote about almost how many years ago? 18 years ago, like 19, I don't know. Hey, guys, it's so interesting. Now let's get to it. And I hope you've internalized. Maybe you're now reminiscing on like that kind of experience you had when you were a kid, and you're like, hold up, I'm actually doing what I said. I'm actually following a specific journey in my life. Like, it's like I wrote, for me it's literally deep, because I feel like I wrote my destiny. I feel like I wrote, guys, I'm going to initially bring you inside a world that was quite not all of it, of course, I can't bring you in all of it, but I'm going to give you a glimpse of a world of mine that is really, really between me and God, like literally. Hey guys, this was like not being weird, but this was like, you know, this some sort of like a Bible between you and it's just that deep, because I read it and I read it twice again. I got to a point and I got to a point where there was a prayer and I was like, I think I shed tears. Yeah, I did, because guys, it was crazy. So I'm going to turn on pages, and this disclaimer, guys, ini lugha ya mtoi. This is a language of a kid. There was in my times there was a lot of changing S's and in statements that are supposed to have, like Swahili. Let me give an example. Swahili, we had a word we used to use a lot called sasa. We still use it. It's a greeting. You say sasa, it's like, how are you? I'm fine. So sasa poa. Hey, now we were exchanging the S in the sasa with X, so it was like saxa. You know, I've just reminisced and I've laughed so hard. So we were changing, and Z's, we were just changing a lot. Something will be something, and then some things will be some things with the Z. Accept, hey guys, accept, hey. Ngori guys. So, acha tuanze guys. So, acha tufungue page fulani. Sorry, I'm getting close to the microphone. It's not supposed to be that close. If you hear a pop sound, I'm sorry. I'm still getting used to those. Acha tuanze tu na page 1. From Mr. Diary. So I'm going to give you a glimpse of page 1, and then we get into the topic of the day and how it actually affected our relationships right now. Not our, probably mine specifically, my relationships and how I relate with ladies right now, and how I'm rolling down my other relationships, and how I'm relating with ladies. Let's say to be specific, and if you're a lady, probably you'll try and relate. I'll be twisting it to a guy perspective as well, and how I used to experience it. Maybe you ladies might be like, maybe kuna chali mwenye alikuwa anafanyizo experiences. So I can't remember which year it was, but we'll get to some place, and I had already documented the year. But let's read this from Mr. Diary. So this is me writing to myself, but I'm writing in another persona. Is it third party persona? I can't remember my English quite well, but yeah. Hello, I'm Mr. Diary. I'm a companion to any heartfelt or any secret writing. That, so I was exchanging TH with D. So that was that. I used to listen to a lot of Jamaican raga because of high school and jam sessions and stuff. So it actually did affect my writing. Not in composition, but probably in my own personal writing. But honestly, kudos to myself, because if I used to write like this when I was this young, hey, anyway, anyway, tondelem. Let's start again. Hey, I'm Mr. Diary, and I'm a companion to any heartfelt or any secret writing that you don't want anyone to know. Anyways. I am a very good secret keeper, and no one will ever notice the secret until they hack into my scriptures and grant a copy of the not so secret anymore writing. Aya, ingine no ilikuwa imeandikwa in red, it was like a warning. And then this one was written in blue. But if you handle me with a lot of care, no one will notice that you have me, and I like it that way. So like was L-Y-K, guys. L-Y-K. Cause was C-O-Z. I'm a secret book. Book was actually B-U-K. It was literally this was weird writing, guys. It was interesting. I look at it right now, I'm not like, anyway. Let's continue. Because I'm a secret book with secret writings. And the best thing is ting. Ting is, let me just read it how it is, guys. I already gave a disclaimer. Ting is, you can write on me anything, and I mean anything, like life experience, your top most secret relationship with someone, and even you can tell me something that you've experienced and you can't tell it to anyone because it's embarrassing. Keep it clean and write it down on me. Oh yeah, write it down on me and you'll be relieved. Actually, to be honest, it was really mentally relieving in high school to actually have a book like this, to be honest. Before I even continue, to be honest, it really helped my high school life. Guys, I've not reincarnated, don't get into that. But yeah, it was really interesting because anytime I felt like I really needed to let something out, I just wrote it down, and eventually, funny enough, it just helped. And guys, I was really hooked on God when in high school. I'm not saying that I've backslided or anything, but my relationship has become more intense with Him. But by that time, it was like an addiction. I was hooked, guys. It was like this brainwashed kid, but not brainwashed to a point of like I was in CEO stuff like that. No way. Hey guys, if you get into this diary, but anyway, let's continue. The fact is that if you hide me, keep me safe, your secrets are always safe. So I used to watch, funny thing, my sister used to watch Gossip Girl. If you guys remember the time, zile 2013, 2014, ilikuwa 2011 hapo actually, ilikuwa Gossip Girl, a really nice series that was about secrets. It's like, it was like the version of Pretty Little Liars nowadays, but Gossip Girl was interesting. The current nowadays Gossip Girl is Hata Iwafiki. That one was interesting. It had characters like the guy from You. What's his name? Dan? If I'm not wrong. Yeah, in You, but that's not his real name. He was really young, but it was a nice thing. Anyway, in Kwanmandika PV Chini, XOXO, PS, Mr. Diary, holla! This was really interesting. Hiya, let's turn the pages. Be really tender with this. So tunaingia kwa the topic of the day, childhood love cycle, like a love in quotes, because it was literally, this was a weird ass fantasy, guys. So this was back when we used to live in an estate around an area in Agureti. Called Waithaka. Kuna esto flani huko hivyo. If you're listening to me, na uliko na roll up you hivyo esto, man, I miss you guys, man. You should hit me up. We should catch up, man. So that estate was really nice, man. We were living next to, the estate was literally next to Tulikuwa Maneba, the owners of Nice and Lovely, the company itself, like the franchise Nice and Lovely. So it was really nice. You could go, you know, chill with those people. It was a nice segregated community in Gecheza, but I was notorious as crazy, guys. It was an interesting experience because it was the life, man. That experience when I reminisce you like anyway. My parents were anyway, guys, so fast forward, that estate had tulikuwa for some few years before we had some pretty little ladies running around the area, you know. So all of a sudden, mtu akakuja akabuy land in the estate, akajenga normally, you know, buy land in the estate, jenga, and then waka move in. So these are characters, we're going to give them names. I actually need a biro pen, don't mind me, guys. So we're going to give the character. So we're going to give a dude, which Ali. His name started with an E. So let's call him a dude's name that starts with E. Staki kuita jina yake. Aya, Elvis. Elvis. So to meet Elvis. Aya, kwa kina Elvis. They had tukukus, alafu kashamba kazuri hapo hivyo. We didn't really prefer putting walls for most of us, but others did have walls, but most of us didn't, because we were a gated community, we never minded. So, that was around back in 2007, 2008, 2009 hapo. Udema likuja around 2010. Sasa kwa kina Elvis around 2010, tukukua kakasha, so we were chilling there. So they were literally opposite them. So land walinunua ilikuwa literally opposite to them. Kulikuwa barabara then opposite. So it was like this side, barabara then the other side. So now guys, hey, tulikuwa tunachill hapo. So now it became an addiction where sasa tukajuaga, udem, her name started with a D. sitaki kumuita jina yake. This pretty girl, so let's call her Doreen. Doreen. Akina Elvis na Doreen zenye mnasikiza, apologies man, you're not the ones, but I'll just have to use your names for now. So Doreen had a sister. Her name started with a C, so wacha tumuite Celine. Aya. So Doreen was a younger, alikuwa age yetu, alikuwa kwa younger than us. Kidogo tu, maybe mwaka mmoja hivi. Then Celine looked very rough. Ununule anaweza kupiga, alikuwa high school by then. Yes, mlikuwa mnamwogopa, alikuwa natoka nyinyi mnaenda hapo mnakaa. So we used to chill because Doreen used to look through the window. You know, like, you know that childhood fantasy type of funny storybook thing. It literally happened to us. So Doreen used to look through the window. By then, she took almost a year before she got out of the house. Then eventually, we used to go for this thing called DVBS. Kama kuna msa likuwa nasikiza likuwa ga DVBS at NPC Woodley. Back in 2008, 2009, apo, we used to go for something called the Daily Vacation Bible School, where you just go and recite Bible verses apa tu Nairobi Pentecostal Church Woodley, and then perform, and then afterwards, we used to go back to the estate. After the end of that thing, I think it used to be a week. Man, that place had to have good donuts and some nini, what's it called, nylon tea, me I don't know. Anyway, she got out eventually because we were going for that thing and we had to book because tulikuwa tunakujiwa and then tunaendewa. Like it was a family, it was literally, we were like a family there. And then we used to have this movie nights, we used to go to this guy, his Baba Nani, the lady's name started with a W, so let's call her Wairimo, Baba Wairimo. So we used to go there and she'll watch movies. So those times, no akaanza kutokaga. So she was getting out. Girl dem alikuwa light skin mama. Sit. Guys, we alikuwa na changanya mbogi. Telling you guys, it was such an interesting time. Like, literally, cause, you know, you're a kid, but then probably in your adolescent stage, maybe 10 years, 12 years. Hey guys, I'll keep sneaking in some funny things we're doing as boys, but this was such an interesting time because I had a crush on her. I love we think up on this ile cycle senye tunaongelea, like childhood love cycle started because my mom used to trust me a lot, so she used to leave me at home. Dad used to travel a lot. By then I think he was in Uganda or Kisii, I don't know, but he used to travel a lot because of his work. Then so we used to chill a lot with mom, and mom says well, sometimes she even used to go for night shift or used to come quite late. So she trusted me. I got to mature quite fast, for lack of a better word, because she used to leave money and stuff like that. So that was when I was in class, then in the midterm stuff like that, because when I was in school we used to meet Joni. So when midterm and closing days, she used to go to work and leave me, so she'd probably leave having cooked food. And then I used that ilikuwa enzi ya DVD, so we used to buy a lot of movies. This is a Jackie Chan, DJ Afro, you know. Then you just chill at home, have friends over, as long as you don't spoil things. But who am I guys Nyumba inakuja inapata, we used to have this glass door. But the glasses were partitioned, looked like windows. So siku moja tu, I called them boys. Tukacheza, we played, I forgot. Little Jino, tukenda tukagonga, tukavunja. Ah, yo dendo lijionea. And then the 50 shillings she left, I went and bought... I went and bought Chipo Mwitu. By then Chipo Mwitu was around 20 bob. So we were like 3, but the guys had so many 50 bob. So I went and bought Motura for 20 shillings. That was a lot. And then went and bought Chipo Mwitu for 20 bob. That's still a lot. And then you mix and then you heat it like mashed potatoes, you know. And then you pop a whole upper chini and then you squeeze it out, guys, with a lot of tomato sauce. Tukabaki na 10 bob. By then we had these nice ice pops for zilikuwa 1 shilling or 2 bob. So I bought for everyone. Then my mom just comes and I tell her, you know what? I bought. Kumbe ilikuwa gaya kununua mkate for us eating in the morning. Umeishikwa na masikio ukarushwa kwa sofa. So I started getting to know Doreen. And then I was older than her by there I was quite older than her, so mi kwangu I was like mina mkatia, but by then she was surrounded by girls who were playing, you know, kati, we were playing a lot of games, so I couldn't really get around her, you know. But then he goes the thing, they were friends, so I used to talk around her, nini, and then we had to have this neighbor who moved out and then rented out her house to some chief, alikoga chief wa Kawangware. By then there was a, give guys know Dagoretti, there's an area called Kawangware. So the guy's name started with a C. Kijana alikuwa light skin bana. Kijana alikuwa na pesa, nika alikuwa na kati ya nani? Naitwa J Dorin, lakini saa sijui, I don't know. Anyway, now he's with the story starts, guys. No. Hey. So the guy's name, acha tumuite, nipateni jina achali. Chris, acha tumuite Chris. Haya. Chris alikuwa na kati ya Dorin. Na mimi hapa sasa ndio story inaanza. This is the, now you have the ears. So now I already go to high school. I already talked to Doreen. We didn't really hit it off by then, but tulikuwa tu tuna hiyo toto tu tunakatiana inaisha. Unaenda mnaketi pamoja. We never tried anything, but I was guys, I'm telling you, this book I won't disclose. This has many secrets about me, man. And ha. But anyway, this is now in the August holiday. I was already in high school. That is in 2013. Topic: Dear Diary. Jealousy. Hey guys, moto wa kuotea bali. I was obsessed. So I used to draw a lot, and I used to enjoy a lot of writing even in high school, because in high school, when I joined high school, in 2013 I was already in high school. So in 2013 I was in form one, guy. Anyway, yeah. I was already the journalism, sorry, I'm hitting things. I'm really excited. I missed you guys. So in 2013, I was already the journalism president in high school. I was actually part of the participants in the Great Debaters contest. We won against, what's the school in Nakuru called? Bahati Boys or something. I can't remember. But anyway, jealousy. Now I'm reading and I quote, this is me writing in 2013. Jealousy feels like a sharp knife, producing a very painful emotion while being pierced in one's body, and what I feel right now is that. Don't forget, I'm using the Z's and the just my type of vernacular, you know. But not mine, this was a generic vernacular in our ear, guys. And to be sincere, I've never felt this way before. And now I realize how much I love her. Doreen. I even wrote in brackets. I'm using the name in alias, the alias Doreen. Today I saw her with Chris, my so-called friend. I don't know what he was telling her, but to be sincere, I was stabbed. I felt like some sort of anger. And the anger, I actually drew it, and I drew it in red. Nice graffiti. And then I drew a guy here in tears. I love Doreen with all my heart, and would let anyone, even Chris, take her away from me. And me, I wrote it in capital, and I made sure I put exclamation marks there. I almost exposed the guys here. So I used to draw a lot, and then I wrote here down. I used to partition a page in very funny segments. It's quite creative for me. It was, I had it, and now I realize what the creativity, where it came from, and a lot. Like, I just realized a lot about myself. So I wrote here, all I want is to know if Doreen still loves me. Kesho. Yeah, skia sasa. Yeah, skia. Kesho ntamwambia, because I can't stand losing. guys. So that was an interesting era, because that was when you actually felt the anger, you know, the childish anger. You felt like you wanted to beat someone, but you couldn't. You know, it was actually quite bigger than me. Kimwili alikuwa mnono. Me, I was just a plump guy, but short and plump. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, that estate was really nice. I miss the guys there. So now, niliongea na yeye, actually, guys. I talked to her before nirudi shule, guys. So, following, I used to write a follow-up. So this was 2013 after I was jealous. No, this is following 2013. Lover boy. Halls. Success. August holiday. Guys, nilikuwa na lover boy. Nilikuwa naandika hivyo. So the topic says, Dear Diary, Happiness. On one of the side I wrote, I love you, I love you, I love you, Dory. Guys, don't judge me. This was just a high school this was just a high school sweetheart, I swear. She was in primary, I think. No, because we started knowing each other. She was in this school. This kakabasi for primary called Kahuho. I was in another private school called Golden Height Complex. It was a really nice school. So the owner of the school really trusted me to a point. I was an early riser since then. If people know me, Hadi Waleo, I'm an early person. So I used to get out of the house with my mom. She used to get out of the house at around 5 a.m. Don't ask me, I'm a primary school kid who goes to the school and opens the school. Like, I literally opened the main gate, went and opened the classes, went and opened the offices. Like, the owner of the school trusted me to that bit. I'm not bragging, like, it was just a virtue I was taught quite a long time. So by then that was back in 2007. I was young. So 2007, I'm going, being given keys. I was boarding the bus, so I was talking to her. So we were really friends by then. So I got to know her in the years back in 20. So kufika 2013, I had already had feelings. You know, I was in my adolescence, so my feelings were raging. You know, you're a circumcised kid, and you're like, Ninaskia, and you're in a boys' school, and you come back, you're like, hey, I need to go with Udaku back in high school. I need to go tell guys like I'm the kingpin of this. So guys, let's continue. Dear Diary, Happiness. At last, I already made it to the last time we opted to talk to you, Mr. Diary. She accepted my apology. So guys, there is a bit that I didn't write about here, because not emotional, I think not that they just didn't find it important. We argued gidogo ile utoto too, and then she got angry. But I wrote a letter. Then she accepted my apology. Now that's where the introduction of the topic comes in. She said, I'm reading it out loud how it was. She said she still loves me, and I do too. I've always loved her with all my heart. And right now, I'm more in love with her than ever. Only that I can't talk to her directly, because her friends are all over her. Remember, previously I told you guys that she had friends. Like, her friends were just all over her. And then there was this girl. Her name started with an R. Let's call her Rachel here. Rachel was hitting on me with this song for Lil Wayne and Jennifer Lopez by then. It was really hitting. I'm into you. Remember that song, guys? Yeah, that song. Alikujaga na Bluetooth speaker up with Vonja compound it. We had like a small gate. And started singing and dancing. It was. Mazi, I'm sorry. When I think of it right now, it's just so cute. Like, I'm just laughing because it's funny. It's funny in a good way. You know, dancing, and she had friends, and she also had Doreen there. And Doreen was looking kind of jealous. I don't know. You know. Anyway, guys. Yeah, but I neglected her. Yeah, I was obsessed by Doreen. Anyway, where am I? But hey, I know I will talk to her before I go back to the school system. Back to school system. And then I drew a guy here with headphones and nice hair and a nose ring, actually two, and then a lip piercing. It's just funny. And then from the headphones, I think the music that's running is saying, she's like, the music in my ears that makes me dance whenever I listen to it. I love her. I was obsessed. I literally wrote here, guys, like, this is not deja vu. I didn't see it. Like, I've seen it right now. I wrote, you're my obsession. And I wrote, I don't care what the others say. All I know is that I love her, and no one can change that. My guys, it changed. Life changed. The last time we talked was last year, if I'm not wrong. She's doing good. Actually, she's doing very good. I don't know if she is still, but last time I checked, she's doing well. And so I'll send her a link to this, and she'll listen to it, and she'll be like, "Enyewe, it's actually a really big experience, because it taught me a lot. It actually taught me, to be honest, truth be told, it actually taught me how to handle someone. Because by then I was really little. I didn't know, you know, you'd push a girl and make her fall and probably even hit her, but apparently I really was tender. I learned that gradually. Of course I was, you know, you're rough. Everyone was rough. but you just learn to be tender because there's this feeling of protection. Because for me, it was more of like, because being an obsession, anyone who'd come around her, I'd be like, let me just check, let me. I wasn't that kind of guy who was, from what I remember, I wasn't this who beats up people and, you know, that kind of crazed up type of society we have right now of overprotective dudes and stuff like that. But to be honest, it felt like I got nurtured. Right now when I look at it, I tend to understand why sometimes I'm shy to talk to people, why sometimes I shy off when I really see someone is putting their guard up. Not that I'm afraid, is that just that I probably respect it too much. I don't know, not a defense mechanism or what, I'm not trying to justify. So that was part A, that was part two. Not after niliongea na yeye, so we did hit it off, guys. Hey, we did. And let me turn a page and try look at, because most of the pages here are about my success, because I did go back to high school. After that I did go back to high school. We never got to talk, actually. I did go back to high school and depression ikaanza September ata sikuka sana. I didn't even stay, because I see a page here reading BTS September 2013, crazy day. But because I think tulibaniwa funky, I'm not sure, not at all, because I cancelled here funky woohoo, and then I cancelled it, and then I wrote not at all, and then it's dear God. Actually, yeah, I'm not reading this for you guys, this is not the topic. Hiya. So back from writing, back home, December holidays 2013. Aya, so let me see if this is about, no, this is actually, yes, yes, guys, this is about her. So now I'm back home, and the diary reads, time to change tactics. I read, boom, and boom is actually really, really expressive. I drew it. It then hit me that, let me just read it how, because anytime I try to change it, it confuses me. It then hit me that it may one day come to happen that I will make Doreen stop being shy because she's kind of afraid of me and turns back when she sees me. Hey guys, wongo. Anyway, I know what I will do. I will sing for her before I go to school. I will sing. So now I actually get to understand why my ability for singing came. So maybe I was dormant in high school, really, because in high school I was a dancer, crazy dancer, guys. I was in the Insider magazine, and not in high school uniform, in civil. Hey guys, even a rapper, I rapped. Hey guys, if you go look, can't remember the year, look from the 2011 to the 2011, I can't remember which year, guys. Angalini tu issue 2011 to 2015. Ama 2010 to 2015. Angalini katikati hapo. I was a rapper, and because the name Cypher came from high school, and I was a dancer in high school. Nakwambia nilikuwa na rapia sister school yetu wana. Hey guys, let me waste my prop. I feel like, hey guys, I was a nasty. Sisemi hapo, neza enda hiyo shule nifukuzwe na nafaa kwa motivational speaker. Not in the girls school, in the boys school, because the boys school, guys, hey, the crazy things we used to do when we get out of the school, because especially by then you're meeting girls, you're like, bus, this is the time. You go to the bazaar, you're like, give me 1,000 bob. By then was a lot of money, so you'd go spend it on a girl you'd barely know, just because she's kissed you. That was the best moment. But you know, in our system, in the 844 system, the boys school and separation, it was really enlightening for just some weird bit, because you got to, education was really intense, because you got to understand more. And we just hated the fact that they used to put paraffin. For some weird reason, we were told paraffin was being put in our githeri mixture, just because it would really, what do we call it? Tafanya tusikwenda mahanjam as boys. I don't know if that's the theory, but to be honest, sometimes I smell paraffin. Don't know if that's illegal. I don't care. Anyway, that was years back. Now, I said I'll sing for her. I'll have to stop being the boring type. Some way, I will make her stop avoiding me and always be happy around me in a good way. I don't want to be the bad boy type. He lies. Wow. Now let's get to this part. Let's see. No, this is actually me choosing subjects in 2013 because I was home and we were told that our school was really strict. We had to approve all the subjects. You just had to check your grades and stuff. Now, guys, look at this part. No, it started. No, this is the story. I wrote her name with a necklace and a neck. I drew a necklace and I wrote her name engraved on it, Doreen, with a love heart. You see this Valentine angels with a love heart that has an arrow in it. Yeah, I drew the arrow with the love heart. Now it reads. It all started when we were chatting together and always laughing and running after each other and holding each other's hands and close to each other. Sorry guys, my grammar was not really that perfect. I was writing a lot of ends. Yeah, I realize right now. I didn't realize, why am I even apologizing? Yeah, I shouldn't apologize. I was young. Anyway, I didn't realize it at first, but soon, when the feeling became so strong, I had to tell her, in brackets, I write Doreen. I feel like my kids will probably read this if I have kids. Although I did not know the outcome of it, but to my support, so support is surprise. Support is surprise. Crap. She's also in love with me. In love, guys. And I can still remember the expression. The expression on my face when she gave me her reply letter. Yeah, we were writing letters by then. Hey, guys. You were really that expressive. You'd actually take time to write a letter. Hey, sour. Hiya, Dwendele. So now, I think, this is now me trying to write to myself or trying to write to her. Yeah. Because I thought she'd actually get a hold of this book. I was actually intentionally trying to get her to read this book. Because by then I was writing, so I didn't have all these after pages. Anyway, this is what I wrote to her. Life is full of surprises, and I am one of the guys who happens to be happy. I know one day Doreen will get hold of this book. So, I love you, babe. So the babe had B-A-I-B. With all my heart, and not only that, I have a surprise for you. Before you even know it, you'll be the happiest angel to me. Just be ready for it. Nakupenda pia. You're the apple of my heart. Oh, of my eye. And I drew an apple, actually. So you're the apple, literally, of my eye. So I actually got apple, the literal meaning, weni matunda ya macho. That's true. So guys, I have a question. You probably, for most of us, if not all, we are not with the sweetheart we were with that time, you know. It got me thinking, what if whatever happened, I'll give you the story of what happened. It's actually funny. It will be the ending. Whatever happened would have not happened. Would I still be with her? Would she actually be my girlfriend or probably fiance at my age right now? Because maybe the families know each other. We are oriented. Maybe I don't get successful. Because by then, maybe you're not thinking of how you can earn or grow. Because right now, this is actually what I'm thinking of. Honestly speaking, I'm not thinking of commitments. You know, you can, and I'm actually thinking of how I can grow. You know, feel like sasa nimefika point. Sisi sema ati, you can't expect that unafika point sasa you're ready. You can't be never ready. It's unexpected. It never. But right now I feel like I'm actually trying to stick and concentrate more. Let me use that word, because I do have a concentration of trying to, you know, cuff someone's girlfriend or a girl who's single. I don't know, but whoever she is listening to this, maybe. Sorry to the guy. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, you never know. So probably, maybe it molds you to understand that sometimes, because I think I got to understand that some things probably never last. And maybe it has a negative perspective to my life, because I remember when I got to campus, most of my relationships never lasted. To be honest, this is an experience I'm giving. Most of my relationships lasted from 4 to 6 months. And I'm sitting and I'm like, maybe ilikuwa tu ile mchezo. So right now it's probably when I'm sitting down and I'm like, maybe I'd literally want to invest more in time and getting to understand the person more before I actually tell them, hi, I, of course, you know I like you. You know, probably you've smashed a couple of times, but I've never actually come and told you, hi, I'd like you to be one, you know, I'd like you to be my girlfriend, and probably this is gonna turn out to be something. You don't know, you know. So do you feel like it probably molded or got to a point where you feel like maybe it could have, your destiny could have been brighter or darker? You never know. You know, which, do you ever think of the maybes? It never hurts to think, or maybe to ask them, you know. You know, just reach out and be like, hi, do you remember our crappy stuff? Do you feel like it would have actually turned out to be something really spectacular? If we would have grown and, you know, tungeamua sasa after kampo, ama tukiwa kampo tuamwe kudate. Would you, you know, just reach out. You never know. So, this, it's a really funny experience. Now, before I tell you how the story ended, hey, guys, wacha nitafute a page that really interested me on what I'm actually doing right now. So, this is in, I don't know the year, but Nimeandika 13, I think it's still 2013. So, I wrote, guys, this is year 2014. Career mode. Yeah, year 2014. Bus. Yeah. So, guys, mainly my high school 2015. So, as you see, anyway, Form 3. In 2014, I was in Form 3, and I wrote something called Career Mode. In Form 3, zile adole zisha kutoka. You probably still have them, but you still understand that your life is now looking at a journey for career. So, the topic, read Dear Diary, Career Mode. And to be honest, I did write three careers here, of which one of them I never got to achieve. Here's the thing. And this is the first thing I wrote. OMG, careers. Okay. The drill is that I'm not freaking out, but check this out. I want to be this. Psst. Dramatization and creepiness. Damn, I used to really be creative. So now this is Dan the Architect. I am speaking as an architect as I am dramatizing what I'm writing literally. Hey guys, my name is Dan. I can't see well. The handwriting was near kitambo, guys. So let me try and see this. It reads, hey guys, my name is Dan and I'm an architect. I design buildings for people and also for organizations, types like skyscrapers, duplex, bungalows, mansions, and many other sculptures. Guys, I didn't know what I was writing. To be honest, I thought they were sculptures. Sasa inaonaje difference here? Building a sculpture ni different. Anyway, I was interested in being an architect. Now, here's the funny thing. DGN, the radio presenter, my aspiration and still is my dream, and still is gonna be, because I'm getting there, is being a radio presenter. Either way, I am gonna get there. And funny thing is, I never figured out I'll have a podcast before I get to radio production. I did study radio production as a unit, literally, the whole of it, theory, in campus, and practical. And here's the thing, this is my demo on that time. Sasa tuseme ilikuwa demo, ilikuwa niandika. Hey guys, this is DGN from Homeboys Radio 103.5 FM, bringing you hot mix. I want to read it perfectly. Labda kuna msiana skiza hapa hivyo anaweza ni hook up. Anyway, hey guys, this is DGN from Homeboys Radio 103.5 FM, bringing you hot mix of music on the decks with DJ John Falme, DJ Hassan, DJ Hypnotic, and Protege. By then, I think DJ Hassan and DJ Hypnotic, Protege, walikuwa na hit. Right now, they're really in corporate and traveling a lot. They're really doing well for themselves, or probably in business. I do not know. I don't want to speak because I don't know that time. But I was really interested, and I wrote, Don't tune away because this is part of, it was really interesting. Right now my demos are way better. Now here's the thing, guys. E-part, articles by Danny Googs. I'll speak more on it in my part 2, because part 2 will be more on the career perspective and how I got to understand my spirituality and what my relationship with God is, like literally, because I feel like, it was really in-depth. So, articles by Nanning Googs. This is what I'm actually doing. I'm writing articles. This was in 2014. We are how many years now? 2014? 9 years down the line. I manifested what I'm doing. And it's crazy because I never thought I would. You know? Yeah? So, I'm actually looking for a page where, oh guys, I know you had the pop sound there, I swear. So I'm looking for a page where the crazy thing happened. So I was reading a lot of things of her. I was popping it in pages. So I now see one. I probably missed it. It reads, Doreen. She is beautiful. Beautiful voice, smile, eyes, very sexy figure. I love her because she stands up and always ready to be happy. She's everything I could ask for. You're my angel. Doreen, kwenye uko jua tu ulikuwa special your time. Of course, it's not Doreen. She knows who she is. But A, D, ulikuwa mwenyewe. Well, you were really special to me by then. So I started writing poetry by then. Oh, I think I found her. Oh, letter to you, babe. This was in 2014. So, hey, it's been too long since I've not, texted. Oh, yeah. Talked, sorry. Hey, it's been too long since I've not talked to you. Once you see me, you get butterflies. Some to me. Guys, I don't know what I'm writing. Oh, it's the same to me. I've written this to say that you're the only one I love. And no one else. I may sound like I'm lying or something of the sort, but I'm serious. Guys, I'm reading like a robot because I'm literally reading a handwriting of a kid who was... So... Before I apologized to you that day, I called, oh, yo, there was this lady, her name started with M, let's call her Mary. So she was a really close friend to Doreen. So they were really close with her, and there's a day they were around and I did talk to her. And I read here, I was so devastated and stressed up, and you didn't know what to say or do at the same time. Yeah, it was really intense because... she actually did read this because I gave her the book to actually read. That's why it's sealed. There's some pages on this book that are actually really sealed. Kuna zingine hadi nilikuwa nimestaple. But anyway, now, this is the first email. No, not email. Guys, sorry, I'm thinking about work right now. This is the first poem I wrote about her. And this was the end of things. With her, because it was crazy. Sorry, guys, that was a vibration on the other gadget. Anyway, this is what I wrote to her. This was the first poem I ever wrote, and this manifested my passion in poetry. Each day plays, actually, rate it, guys. You know what? Rate it. Each day plays the game emotion of the only one I dreamt with notion. It only takes a beauty smiley smile to say what you want, but lately my heart's been cautioned. If only you could see right through my chest, see my heart pumping each day just for that moment with you. Your elegant waist will turn to me with no hesitation. If that's all that I could be, wings to fly I could be, and have just for you to make me your guardian angel. Ish! Hey! Kijana alikuwa, kijana alikuwa meroga mro, alikuwa meromantico. Hey, now guys, finally we get to the part where the crazy thing happened. So, 2014, I'm 2015. So, we are home, it's around November, if I'm not wrong. I think something happened, so we came home early. I don't know what happened. So, Doreen comes home, asks for movies. I'm like, you know what? My parents are not around, so come. So you get to chill. I get guys. So we actually chilled for around 3 hours. It was around 11 a.m. So I was alone. Mom had gone to work. So mom comes around 4. So count 11, 12, 1, 2. So it was around 2 p.m. So we finished movies. I gave her discs for other movies. But she doesn't live. But then we had a beautiful cat. I remember it. Really pains me because mom made us give it away. kuna ski podcast bado niko nayo machungu hiyo paka. That was a really beautiful cut. It was, yeah, tulieka kwa gunia. And then I meet that man, he tells me hiyo paka ilipotea. Anyway, we stay outside, we chill. Hey guys, it's around 3:30. Mom is about to come. We don't care. I close the door. We go, I didn't close the door. I just closing it, so someone would actually come in. So I didn't leave the gate closed, so I didn't hear my mom coming in. So we got aroused to a point where we had like a small house that we could rent out in our compound. We had like a tiny house in the same compound that we could be rented out, so it was given to someone else. And then it was a Mabati house, so we went behind it. Guys, that was the first time we made out. Well, it wasn't really, you guys kissing with teeth. But then we stopped, and then we got to kissing again. It was good. Guess who shows up? Because we had a nice, it was a wall, but our neighbor had trees, so some wood used to fall down. So my mom used to use it to, sometimes if she didn't like using the cooker, she'd use a jiko. Rural type of cooking. She'd use a jiko. And then, hey, akatuona. My mom was like, let me try and imitate her. Jesus! Have you ever held... I actually, to be honest, my heart skipped a bit. I held a breath for a whooping 5 seconds. I didn't... Oh my god, and my dad was coming in that day. My dad was coming home. So she spoke in vernacular and she was like, I will tell your dad. She looked at her and she was like, Doreen, wewe, I've seen you. Wewe ni msichana. Ah, you know that language. Lifikiri wani wakanisa. Hey guys, I got some girl in trouble, man. So my mom released us and Doreen ran. Since that day, I swear, since that day, the last time we talked was like, I don't want to talk to you. You know, you're a kid, you're panicking, you're a parent. My mom, till date, she has never told my dad. I feel like she should, because right now I am way past that, drama age. It should be a funny story by now. But I feel like she should tell my dad that she found me and Doreen making out. So I feel like if that experience never happened, probably, if my mom found us inside watching a movie, she'd have probably entertained it and maybe felt like now this should be a thing. Maybe I can go visit and the mom should know me. And by then we'd have grown family friend. And I don't know. Would it have been? I always think about that life of future would have been maybe different. But I do think that experience, because it helped a lot. Next time, guys, I will definitely tell you about the career and the crazy experiences that I've written in this book about how me and the boys used to do things in Adesto. Anyway, guys, don't worry, guys. You will definitely have a good one. I have missed you guys. We have had the longest podcast. This, I think, is the longest podcast. Almost an hour. But it was worth it. It was worth it, guys. Watch out for your pop sound. I had missed you guys so much. I hope you all have been good. This is Danny the Storyteller. Don't forget, this is Just That Podcast, where we do a lot of banter, but we do always review a story based on the mental perspective of it and how it actually affected us and how it affected our growth, both positively and negatively. Do not forget, share, subscribe. Do not forget, we have a paid subscription. Subscribe, guys. Thank you. And Tumefika 641, please. And I do have live. I do can now see. Hey guys, grama shida. Acha nionge Kiswahili. Nimeanza kuona live viewership, so I can actually see who's watching, who's. A little bit. Sorry guys, I've been writing too much. I even forgot. Anyway, bless up. Don't forget, there is beauty in expression, and success is the best revenge. Stay woke. The world is changing, and changing drastically. Just remember, kind of trends. Remember, you are your own competition, and you can never forget to say no, because it's also an answer. Siski kukata hii podcast, but don't forget, you can catch me on every social media platform. I'm also on Instagram at Danny the Storyteller. That is Danny the Storyteller with a single L on Danny the Storyteller. The other page was hacked, so needed to review the page. And, yeah. Oh, man, it's chilly in Kenya, guys. I hope you I love this one. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Tomorrow I'm having my cousins over. It's going to be fun. Anyway, see ya, guys. Have a good one. Blessings, blessings, and blessings. And thank you so much for tuning in. It's a good one. Danny's Storyteller.